This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1898. Nobody doesn't like All Ears English.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Did the title of this episode surprise you? You've heard that double negatives are incorrect grammar, but in this case, it's correct. Today we explain why, and we show you how you can use this fascinating grammar like a native speaker. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Aubrey.
Hey, Lindsay. How's it going?
What's shaking? Not too much. It's going great. What about you?
I'm great. I have a question for you.
Okay, ready.
What is something that you think everyone should do at least once every day?
Probably just go for a little walk. I mean, for me, I do that in the morning because I hate getting up and just starting my work. I need to be outside and breathe in the fresh air.
So
go for a little walk. Just move the body, loosen up the muscles. It helps the brain. It helps you be more creative. Yeah.
Yes, right. Get oxygen. If you don't have a lot of indoor plants, I think we don't realize how we're using up all the oxygen in our home. And it's just carbon dioxide. I read about this once. They're like, you've got to open your windows or take a walk outside. Freshen up your oxygen. Freshen your air.
Interesting. I love it. That's a good point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So I feel like you're right that, you know, no one doesn't have a few minutes to go for a quick walk.
Right.
And this is very appropriate. There's some interesting grammar here
to
intentionally use this double negative to say no one doesn't have. And this is what our question, a listener sent a question about this. Is this phrase means the same as everyone has a few minutes to, but we intentionally use a double negative. It is correct grammar to make an emphasis to make that positive, right? Two negatives make a positive. So interesting.
And it's so funny because it feels like it should be wrong, right? It feels like it should be wrong, but it's
because
not.
It's ingrained into us. No double negatives, right? Don't use a double negative. This is the exception where you can do it if you intend a positive meaning and we only do it to emphasize.
I love it. And so we're going to go into today's episode because we got a listener question from our listener, Mastani, right?
Yes, exactly. I'll read it for us.
Okay.
I am proudly a big fan of yours. I've been listening to you guys for 2 years and I'm jonesing for the coming programs. I bet you learned that on All Ears English.
He did. I think so.
Awesome slang. I'm jonesing for something.
So good.
If you guys missed that episode where he learned that, it means you're really looking forward to something. Can't wait.
Yep.
Awesome. And said, but I think I'm a bit puzzled now. I was listening to the app and there was a place where you said no one doesn't have 3 minutes to sit down with TED Talks. But I know you meant that it's easy for everyone to find 3 minutes to listen to TED Talks. It's so random. But my question is, was it a mere slip of the tongue? Like you said, Lindsay, was it an error or is there a rule behind it since it's kind of diverse, I believe? I appreciate it if you would make me feel better again. I get that, right? You guys hear something that sounds like a grammar error. You're not sure. Such a good question.
And Mastani finishes by saying, love you guys. We love you too. Thank you, yes, Mastani, for the question. And guys, you know, we're getting a lot of good questions. We're featuring more questions on the podcast this fall. So if you have a very specific question, send it in to us. Maybe they could send it straight to you, Aubrey, and then you would have the question to add to the to our list.
Yes. Aubrey, what is your email? Email me, aubrey@allearsenglish.com. That would be fun. You can also email support@allearsenglish.com. But you're right, Lindsay, that I would get it more quickly if you email me directly.
Yeah, I love it. So good. So send us a question and make sure that you are specific in your question. If it's based on real English, not textbook English, we're more likely to answer it.
Right. Well, and imagine this question if Mastani had just said, like, I heard someone say this and it was a double negative.
Yeah.
Is it right or not? If, without the context, we probably would just say, no, double negatives are incorrect grammar. But because he provided us with the context and all of this information and where he heard it, okay, we can do a good episode and answer this.
Yeah, I love it. And we love getting into grammar more and more these days, right, Aubrey? You know, especially high level grammar. So, okay. So are we going to get into a real breakdown for our listeners then?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Let's do it. So we do this intentionally using a double negative only to emphasize, and intonation is important, like Mastani noticed, because people might think that you intend to say something else if you don't use the correct intonation. So we want to break down when we use this. It's with stative verbs. Mm. So these are verbs that express thoughts and opinions, like agree, think, understand, or what else? What other types of stative verbs are there, Lindsay? Yeah,
perfect. Feelings and emotions. I actually didn't know that this was the rule. Now I'm learning the rule, but it's good.
I had to think about it. It's tricky. These are some, like, natives just use it and they don't think about, okay, when do I use it? When
do I use it? Right. So feelings and emotions, guys. Like, love, want, desire, right? Mm-hmm, or senses and perceptions. Feel, see, seem, with an M on the end, right? Mm-hmm, it seems cold out.
Mm-hmm. Right. So as examples, no one doesn't like a sunny day. Notice my intonation. Can't be like, no one doesn't like a sunny day. People might be thinking, did she mean to say people, right? It's confusing. But when we use that intonation, no one doesn't like a sunny day.
And I feel like this could be a really common use of it, because I could see you, let's say you're at the pool with some friends and all of a sudden the clouds part and the sun comes up and you want to say something. Oh, no one doesn't like a sunny day. This is great.
For sure.
We're going to be out for the rest of the day.
Yes. Or maybe you're having quite a deep conversation. You could say something like, no one doesn't hope for world peace.
Yeah. Right?
You're emphasizing. Sure, you could say everyone hopes for world peace, but we will often use this grammar form, creating the double negative, to emphasize, right? No one doesn't want this. No one doesn't hope for this.
Yeah. And then I thought of another real world example here. We can't really hum a trademarked term, unfortunately.
I know what you're thinking of.
But just type in YouTube, type in Sarah Lee, and they have a jingle that uses exactly this. And we all know it because we've been brainwashed. All the commercials we've seen as kids, they use this exact structure. Right?
Yes, they do.
I love it. So good. So good. So guys, check that out. That'll be your homework.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, Aubrey, so let's get deeper here.
Yes. So we also use it with have. Have is not a stative verb, but sometimes you use the verb have to talk about your state, similar to a stative verb. So if you're talking about how much time you have, how much money you have, really, if you think about it, it's the same meaning that you're describing the state, your state of how much money you have, or how you feel, or how much time you have. So here are some examples.
Okay, here's one, guys. No one doesn't have time for a few minutes of meditation. And that's so true. Sadly, it's true, right? We make a lot of excuses of why we couldn't meditate. I'm talking about myself.
Me too. But we have no one doesn't have time for that.
Yeah, it's true. Or no one doesn't have a few dollars for a manicure. Did someone say that to you?
Yes.
Do you do manis pedis? No, are you into that?
Not. Yeah. I'm not into it. But I have had, you know, I'll have friends that are kind of teasing and we'll see my fingernails, which are not impressive. And they'll ask why, and I'll say, I don't have time for that. And I have had someone say, no one doesn't have time for a manicure.
Yeah, well, I've had that said to me too. I'm not a mani-pedi person either.
I just am not.
But before I got married, I did, obviously, because you probably should if you're going to be in a wedding dress.
I did too. That's one of the few that I've ever gotten was before I got married.
But yeah, no one doesn't have a few dollars. But then I walked out of the nail salon after paying $85 or $90. It's not a few dollars. That's the other thing,
because I think that was my excuse. It's like, it adds up. It's expensive. So I said, no one doesn't have a few dollars for that. I'm like, it's a little more than a few dollars, especially if it's the mani-pedi, like you said, both manicure, pedicure, nails and toes.
Ooh. I mean, it's nice, but it's just not a high. It's, you know, that's another cultural conversation, you know, what we value in terms of beauty. I think in the U, well, nails are important.
This is individual basis, right? I don't care that much, but most of my girlfriends do, for sure.
Right. But I think it's interesting if you look across cultures, like I think in the US, we really value like teeth, whiteness and teeth being straight versus other cultures that don't necessarily care about that. It's really interesting.
That's a good point. I mostly, part of it's the money, but I also don't like pedicures because my feet are so ticklish. I'm like, don't touch my toes.
I had that problem too. I don't like that. That's weird. It's weird. It's just so unnecessary, but we all have the things we like, right?
Totally. So that's okay. Okay. So guys, we want to make a couple of important notes here. We only use this to emphasize. You cannot just say it for anything, right? We would never say, no one doesn't like me, or no one doesn't have a car. That's not a stative verb. And even with have there, it's not a statement about the state of what you have, your money or your time, right? If it's a possession, we just wouldn't use it this way. It's interesting to think about. So we want you to think of this as chunks. Use this specifically with stative verbs and with the verb have when you're talking about time and money.
Yeah. And just to go back to what I mentioned about the pie brand, they, in their little jingle, they use nobody.
Oh,
so you
interesting
can also
point.
Do yes. that. So nobody doesn't
no
like
one
something.
Or
right?
nobody. Same meaning. Yes, for sure. Good point. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we also want to be careful in business English, I think. I feel like the more I thought about this and looked at examples, I did a Google deep dive for you guys, so you don't have to, is that we really only use this grammar structure for personal conversations and small talk. And if you use it for something more serious, you can risk minimizing or sounding condescending. We use this pretty playfully. It could easily be misinterpreted or offensive. So here are a couple examples. You would not want to say this at work.
Yeah, exactly. So guys, so this is what we're going to avoid at work, Aubrey, what we're going to give. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, guys. So get ready. Here we go. Don't say this.
Let's do it as a mini role play.
I was a little confused here.
I'll answer, Lindsay.
Okay, here we go. All right. I don't have time for this task.
It should only take you 5 minutes. No one doesn't have 5 minutes.
Yeah,
right. Even if you're being playful, you could totally see that being interpreted as me telling you, like, you should work harder. You should be better at your job. I would not use this grammar form in business. When I would use it is like water cooler talk, small talk, when you're just talking about personal things, personal conversation, then absolutely the phrases we're saying, like, I need to meditate more. No one doesn't have a couple minutes to meditate.
Right. Or if you're talking about, let's say it's the Friday before the 4th of July. Are you going to go to fireworks? Yeah. I mean, no one doesn't like fireworks.
Exactly. Right.
Right?
But it's always going to be personal details, informal. It's not going to be about work performance or anything that's a little more serious. We just don't use it that way.
Yeah. Because if you say that, no one doesn't have 5 minutes, that could be dismissive. We've talked about how to avoid guys being dismissive, especially in the business space, right? We want to be careful that we don't dismiss someone and what's going on in their business lives. Yeah.
Imagine if you're saying it about like a meeting, right? Who's coming to the meeting? You're like, no one doesn't like a meeting. That's sarcasm. That's absolutely sarcasm. Someone might be like, oh, she hates my meetings. I've been running meetings. I feel like I've been doing a good job, right? I would just avoid it about anything having to do with work.
Yes. Just make it about your comments on the world and life, what you like to do outside of work. It's not going to offend anyone. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. We have a quick role play where you and I are discussing self-care, which is appropriate. We were talking about manicures. I think this might come up here. We'll see.
Okay. All right.
I'll start us out.
Okay.
I haven't showered in 6 days. I just don't have time.
Aubrey, no one doesn't have a few minutes for personal hygiene.
Okay, that's fair. But how do people have time to do their hair and put on makeup every day? That I just don't have time for.
How long does it take? I can do mine in 3 minutes. No one doesn't have 3 minutes. And so the
I knew you were going to read this and be like, Aubrey, I would not say these things. I would not say these things. That's not very nice.
Well, I'm just concerned about not showering for 6 days. Scary thought.
I swear I shower more often than every 6 days, but okay, I had to put something where it would be appropriate for you to be like, Aubrey, no one doesn't have time for a shower for personal hygiene.
That's crazy. Oh, boy. All right. Good stuff. And actually, let's go through this. And then we have a nice bonus that I like that we've said here for our listeners. So what did we say first, Aubrey?
Yeah. So I said, I don't have time, so that you could have the chance to say, no one doesn't have a few minutes for personal hygiene. That's true, guys. Take a few minutes for personal hygiene.
Yeah. And you're seeing in this role play how important the intonation. Aubrey mentioned this earlier, but it's so important, guys. No one doesn't have a few minutes for personal hygiene. We're putting a lot of emphasis into that. Okay.
Yes, because we are using a double negative, which usually is incorrect grammar. Right. You have to emphasize that. Yes.
Yes. Anytime in English, anytime we're making a grammar mistake and we know we're making it strategically, we have to change something with our intonation, don't we?
Totally. Always. That's very key. Otherwise, it's flagged as like, wait, was that a mistake?
Exactly. Totally. And then you said the bonus for today. What did you say?
Right. I said, that's fair, which is sort of like saying like, okay, good point.
I think we should do another episode on this, and our listeners should hit follow now to make sure they don't miss it, because I hear this all of the time now. It is so trendy. Oh, there's people say fair, or that's fair, sounds fair, right?
And it's idiomatic, right? We're not talking about fair like for sports or fair like a carnival.
Yes.
This has a whole different meaning. I agree. Let's do an episode
soon. Let's do another episode.
Hit follow, guys.
Good stuff.
We actually have another bonus I want to point out here.
Yeah.
We usually would just hear someone say, yeah, I don't have time for that. But this is very native to flip it and put the that in the beginning like I did and say, that I just don't have time for.
Oh, I didn't even really notice that. But yeah, that is more so emphatic. Native. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Such and then good I said, emphasis.
Mm-hmm. And then we're coming back with more intonation because we know we're making this grammar mistake. Or I say, how long does it take? I can do mine in 3 minutes. No one doesn't have 3 minutes, right? Yes. It's really different from other words I'm saying here, other phrases I'm saying. So
exactly.
Important.
We're going up on no one, no one, and then really down on minutes. No one doesn't have 3 minutes.
Exactly. And then the person knows that you're making a mistake, but you're making a point. You're being theatrical, right?
Well, that's what's interesting. I would say, because when we talk about double negatives being a grammar mistake, it is when you intend to have, right? It's when the positive isn't intended. You mean to have a negative. Say like, we don't need no meat. And really what you mean is we do need meat or whatever, right?
Right.
But with this, it's actually grammatically accurate to use the double negative to create the positive. That's what's fascinating.
That's interesting.
So, and someone might be like, I think you made a mistake. And you can say, no, actually, I intentionally used a double negative in order to create a positive and emphasize that positive. It's fascinating.
I love it.
I love grammar.
Yes. I love when grammar intersects with intonation, because then what we get is personality. Right?
Totally. I agree. And it actually makes it easier to have interesting intonation, because the vocabulary, the phrase forces you to use interesting intonation.
Yes. So where should we leave our listeners in terms of what they're thinking coming away today?
Yes, guys, this grammar structure is a fantastic way to emphasize, to add interesting intonation to your speech. You definitely want to use this practice. Don't shy away from using it. But again, be careful. Just use it for small talk. Personal conversations at work, you want to be a little careful about the situations in which you would use the context at work.
I love it. So good. Thanks for hanging out today, Aubrey. And I hope our listeners go for this and have fun with it. Have fun saying this. Have fun speaking the English language and connecting. Yes.
Totally. Awesome. Thanks, Lindsay.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.